Unit 4. Recording 1.
And now, it's time for today's business segment with our experts, Thomas Alonso and Helen Harris.
Hi, Nadine.
Hello, Nadine.
Hi, Thomas and Helen. So, what are we going to hear about today?
Today, we're talking about disruptors.
Disruptors in business.
Very good. Over to you both.
Thanks, Nadine. Right, let's get this started.
Yes. We wanted to bring you a feature about disruptors because they're so important in business today. They're making really exciting things happen in different industries.
That's right. Disruptors don't just follow the way things have always been done. They actively seek out new business approaches, which takes courage, determination, and unconventional thinking.
Back in 2008, the Financial Times created the Boldness in Business Awards, an annual event dedicated to recognizing the innovative achievements of companies and individuals. And for the 2019 awards, a key theme involved shaking up traditional approaches, which organizers of the event have called innovative disruption.
So we decided to look at some of these innovative disruptors, some of the winners from 2019, and their new and daring decisions. Who would you like to talk about first, Helen?
I'm going to start with Halo Top. It's an ice cream company based in the United States.
Let me interrupt you right there. A company making ice cream does not seem like an obvious choice for a business award. I mean, at a time when healthy foods are in higher demand than ever.
Oh, yes. We know from the World Health Organization that obesity has almost tripled since 1975.
And that's because of our more sedentary lifestyles, and because we're consuming too many unhealthy things, especially foods that are high in fat.
Correct. But what's special about Halo Top is that their ice cream is high in protein and low in sugar and fat. The sweetener they use is organic stevia, which is plant-based and all natural.
Wow.
I know. The founder of the company, Julian Wolverton, told the Financial Times how Halo Top has not only disrupted the way ice cream is made, but also the way it's distributed and sold. I've also heard him talk about how unadventurous the ice cream industry has always been.
Doing things in pretty much the same way?
Exactly. But Halo Top has disrupted this traditional approach, and I think they totally deserved the award they won.
Yes, they did. I agree with you.
So, which award-winning disruptor are you going to introduce us to, Thomas?
This is in the agriculture industry. It's interesting because farming is one of the oldest practices in the world, and today it's a multi-trillion dollar industry.
But it's facing some challenges, isn't it?
It certainly is, Helen. Concerns loom about impending food shortages due to climate change and socioeconomic factors such as overpopulation.
So tell me about your disruptor.
Yeah, this is a company called Grow Intelligence. It was initially set up to provide agricultural data about Africa, but now it has a more global focus. It uses learning-based analytical tools and predictive models to inform and empower decision-makers in the global agriculture industry.
So, decisions about supply and demand, for example?
Yes, precisely. And more besides, like geography and environmental factors, or trade statistics, you know. Their technical operating lead, Hannah Teitelbaum, has said that Grow Intelligence is a disruptor in terms of how it's helping people who invest in agriculture, particularly regarding development.
Because in the past, you'd be taking a great risk to, say, try a new crop in a new place.
That's it. Or to make a brand new decision about livestock.
So what are the tools that Grow Intelligence uses? What's the disruptive innovation here?
Data. They've pulled together agricultural data from over 100 different sources. So they now have this vast platform of information that can be formatted in any number of ways depending on the specific need.
I see. So it takes guesswork out of the equation.
Exactly. Once the required data is analysed, forecasts can be made with much more confidence.
Knowledge is power, after all.
Yep. Hannah Teitelbaum says that the data and predictive analytics are filling the information gap around investing in agriculture and developing markets.
Fantastic, Thomas. And finally, we both agreed to highlight a supermarket chain, which was recognised by the Financial Times as a disruptor, didn't we?
Indeed we did. As some of our listeners may know, the wide use of palm oil in supermarket products from chocolate to pizza to shampoo has meant vast deforestation and habitat loss.
And a recent survey by Greenpeace showed that supermarkets are responsible for over a billion single-use plastic bags for fruit and vegetables annually. But many of the supermarkets surveyed had no targets to address this.
The exception, and the Boldness in Business Award winner, is the British supermarket chain Iceland, because it pledged to become 100% plastic-free in the next few years.
And it's making a concerted effort to stop using palm oil in its own brand products too. Managing Director of Iceland, Richard Walker, has spoken about the responsibility that supermarkets bear and how he wants other supermarkets to follow Iceland's lead and take similar action.
There's no doubt that major changes are needed.
And industry disruptors are needed.
We'll finish up there for today.
Thank you both very much. Very interesting.